Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Reclining against a pillow in one's home, Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Thamura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's home and saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reclining against a pillow. When taking a rest, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often support himself against a pillow. When a pillow is offered, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three items should not be refused: a pillow or cushion, number two, scented oil, and number three, milk. Other narrations mention ithar, that is perfume, instead of the scented oil. Furry pillow. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam reclining on a furry pillow which had a date palm fiber filling. A furry pillow means that the hair was not removed from the hide of the animal. Grass filling. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the pillow given to Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the filling of iskhir leaves. Iskhir was a kind of grass that was available then in Medina Munawwara. The practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam signifies that the ummah should live a simple, abstinent life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose the simplest commodity when giving his daughter a gift. This pillow was amongst that which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted to Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha on the occasion of her marriage to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.